Final story. Protesters have rallied in London for yet another show of anger at the massacre of the people by the ISIL Takfiri insurgents in Iraq. Now, demonstrators in the British capital also accused Turkey of supporting the terrorist group. Press TV's Issa Ali reports from London.
The massacres of people by the ISIL Takfiri militants continue unabated in Iraq. On Friday, reports said that around 80 Kurds had been massacred and hundreds of women kidnapped as slaves when the terrorist group swept into the northern Iraqi town of Kocho. In London, hundreds turned out to renew their anger at ISIL and to demand humanitarian assistance be given to those affected by the Takfiri's atrocities.
We want the international community to know about what ISIS is doing in Sinjar and all over Kurdistan, Iraq and Syria. And we just want them to support us, to give us aid. Anything, any help will be great. We just want the whole world to know who is supporting them so they can be stopped from the roots. They need to be stopped really quickly, otherwise they are going to be a threat to the whole world, not just the Middle East. They plan to come to the West as well. They say they will not stop till they see the flag of ISIS on Downing Street and Washington.
The protesters also called on Western governments to exert pressure on their allies who are assisting the ISIL group, and in particular pointed out the role of NATO member state Turkey in fueling the violence.
Look what they've done to Syria. Automatically and directly, Turkey is responsible for what's going on in Syria because they are sending ISIS to destroy the economy of Syria. And throughout the 4 years, everybody knows that all the ISIS, who they get wounded in the battles, they go back to being treated in the hospitals of Turkey. They will continue supporting ISIS because they want to destroy Iraq and Syria.
After much hesitation, action is finally being taken internationally, with the United Nations announcing sanctions on individuals with direct links to ISIL. But with military action also on the table, there are fears that all of this may be too little too late to stop the ISIL onslaught. Issa Ali, Press TV in London.